USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Merry Christmas. President Biden marking his first Christmas in office with greetings to service members stationed around the world. He was joined in his address by First Lady Jill Biden. Speaking on a video link from the White House, Biden called the men and women on active duty the solid steel spine of the nation. He added that he knows how difficult it is to be away from loved ones during the holidays. It's been difficult for some people to get to see their loved ones on this Christmas as travelers have been running into a lot of flight delays and cancellations. FlightAware says U.S. airlines have canceled or delayed around 2,500 flights now, more than 5,900 delayed or scrubbed around the world. But airlines are suffering because a lot of their staff is out with coronavirus and there have been weather issues as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Christmas Day saw Pope Francis deliver his Christmas message at the Vatican, leading then the congregation in prayer, asking for help in fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Here, speaking through a translator.
Grant health to the infirm and inspire all men and women of goodwill to seek the best ways possible to overcome the current health crisis and its effects.
Because of the COVID-19 concern, he made that address from outside in St. Peter's Square rather than indoors as usual. The New York Times is being ordered by a judge to return internal documents to a conservative activist group. Project Veritas has allegedly employed what some consider some misleading tactics, like secret audio recording, to expose what it considers liberal media bias. A New York judge presiding over the case says the group's right to keep their legal memos private outweighs concerns about freedom of the press. And this is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number six. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
To many, the 2020 election seems like ancient history, but there are some Georgia poll workers who are suing Rudy Giuliani in the aftermath. And here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Two Georgia election workers sued former President Trump's legal advisor, Rudy Giuliani, and One American News Network's parent company, NET's top officials, over election fraud claims after the 2020 presidential election. Wandria Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, claim that the parties spread false statements that resulted in harassment and threats to them. Moss worked as a voter registration officer in Folsom County, and Freeman was a temporary worker during the election. Giuliani, along with OAN's parent company, Herring Networks, and its chief executive, are listed as defendants in the defamation lawsuit. The claimants allege that the defendants aired false stories that election workers were plotting to conduct illicit ballots to tip the race towards then-candidate Joe Biden, claims that were proven false by Georgia officials.
Some brief drama on the grounds of Windsor Castle in England earlier today as police say they had to arrest a 19-year-old man who had intruded onto the grounds. They say he did have some sort of weapon with him, although they haven't released all the details. Queen Elizabeth and other members of the royal family have been spending the holiday there. And for USA Radio News, Merry Christmas. I'm Chris Barnes.